It's time for Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.
We actually spoke to Tracy Martin today, our old regular New Zealand First politician, because she is the Associate Minister for Education, and you may or may not have heard there are rolling teacher strikes throughout the country this week. The main things that you need to know are the teachers are striking because they want pay increases, smaller class sizes and more resources. And the last offer from the Ministry of Education on the 8th of November, which we have not heard from the teachers yet if they've accepted this or not, would increase most teachers' pay by 9% over 3 years and have a new top of the pay scale from 2020. And the government was really hoping to avoid these strikes, but they've gone ahead. And I started by asking Tracy what her perspective is on those strikes.
One of the great things about a democracy is that people have free will. And so one of the freedoms that we have is the ability to withdraw our labour. So the teachers absolutely have the right to strike, and nobody is arguing that they don't have that right. And I certainly wouldn't want to live in a society that takes it away from them. With regard to why they're striking, I think is probably more important. Look, from my perspective, there's a couple of things I think that need to be understood. The first one is, I just think the public need to understand that ministers are not allowed to participate in negotiations. So they have to be done at arm's length of us, and that means that there are negotiators for the Ministry of Education having these conversations, and negotiators for the NZEI having these conversations. So I have no idea what actually gets said inside that room. All I do is I get a report back from the ministry people, obviously, and then we hear through the media what NZEI is doing. So people need to understand that. Chris and I can't go into that room and just sort this out, because I tell you what, as much as I would love to go and sit down with them, because I believe there is a solution, but it has to be a solution that that is feasible and one that we can do. And I guess what Chris and I are frustrated by is that we don't want to take away anything from what the teachers are saying. We just don't have $1.8 billion. We don't have a whole nother teaching workforce to stick a whole nother teacher in every classroom. We just don't have it. How do we get past this is the real challenge.
So just a question on that arm's length point. You would be providing negotiators with information and limits, though, to go into those meetings?
There is an envelope, and I don't. That would be the Minister of Education, and that would be the Treasury and so on and so forth, those sort of people. Because this is just one... This is just one envelope of money. There is multiple, public servants. There are multiple services. There are lots and lots and lots of things that governments pay for, right, that we have to budget for. And we have a percentage envelope as a government that we have made a commitment to. And each one of these other areas has an envelope. That's what they get provided. Mm-hmm. But when they go into negotiations, I mean, really, the union set the requests in the first instance, and we've been working around their requests. And their first request, let's remember, was the 16% increase in salary. And then it's morphed into a few other things, well, as we go on. But that was the original sort of major hit point. And I do understand what they're talking about now, though.
Yes, the increase, I suppose, in their demands, it comes not only from pay rises, but smaller class sizes and more resources. And that's what you're saying about, we can't just suddenly put in extra teachers. But New Zealand First, actually, you guys, a number of your policies in education was about getting, reintroducing teacher training colleges and strengthening their criteria for teacher training.
Yeah.
So is there anything happening on those lines?
Yep. Yes, there is. But first of all, let's be clear. This is a coalition government. So you can't go to any particular political party's manifesto that is in government right now and say, well, so that was in your manifesto. Where is it? That's what we negotiated things at the beginning of this government. All those manifestos are null and void now, right? Things that people have to look at is the speech from the throne, the coalition agreement, and the supply and confidence agreement. Those are the things that survived the negotiation. But what there was between New Zealand First and Labour, we didn't need to put those particular topics in the coalition agreement because we agreed on them. So press on one level, there's a piece of work going on around initial teacher training. On another level, with the whole sort of look at polytechs and ITOs and all that piece of work, there is a conversation going on around what are the best ways for our teachers to be trained. So there's lots of this work going on, we've only been there 12 months. And with regards to, like, class size, let's just talk about class size. And absolutely, I mean, I'm watching the posts going up on Facebook. I'm getting the emails telling me the complexity of the students that are inside their classrooms. Well, first of all, I'd like to know, what the hell have we got going on in this country that that's the level of complexity inside our classrooms? Because something else is going on that we as a nation need to do some research on. But when it comes down to another, you know, another to lowering class size and putting more teachers in, one, we are fighting to find the teachers that they need. And we believe that we've got the teachers they need to put a teacher in front of every classroom at the beginning of next year. If we were to now, you know, we need to find a whole complete other workforce to put a secondary teacher in every classroom. And to lower class size, we would have to build more classes, right? We'd need more capital items. So they sound simple, but they're not simple, and we can't do them right now.
So the, in terms of those things that aren't simple, they're not necessarily off the table. They're more just part of the long-term strategic plan, which is part of your agreement with Labor.
So
the negotiations now, are you looking, or is the Minister for Education looking to do a sort of, not a quick fix, but a significant change that will perhaps ease teachers' kind of loads for the time being?
Well, I mean, that's part of what I was working on around the Learning Support Coordinator. I've worked on a completely new delivery model to actually provide services for children inside a school. The Learning Support Coordinator, I've got a pre-commitment from the government to be able to fund the first 600. With regard to what the ministry's going to do next, I can't tell you. At the moment, the teachers have not, they haven't voted on the new offer, so they do have to vote, so we can't sort of predetermine. I am very, very, very concerned at what I'm seeing around the country, which looks to me like a rally. It looks to me like NZEI is moving around the country and rallying people up. And I'm really frightened that it's going to be a rejection, because I don't know where we're going to go to from here with regard to that. And what frustrates me more is I can't sit down with the sector and work out some of these issues in my delegation area while these negotiations are going on. I can't sit down and nut out stuff directly with them for fear that I will breach the cabinet manual and somehow accidentally walk over into what are these negotiation conversations. So I'm completely stymied now about how I can work directly with the sector until all this is done. And I can just see the work that we need to do together. And we can't do it because we can't get past this.
In terms of that rallying support, it sort of goes back to your first point about democracy, though, right? I mean, it might actually be quite an important thing for this country to get, you might say, on side with the teachers, but in the idea that people are perhaps learning or understanding better what actually teachers are dealing with on a day-to-day, which some people may not have known before.
Oh, no, look, and I agree. I mean, you know, and I talk about an undervalued profession, and they've been undervalued for, you know, a long time. But they've also been particularly undervalued and particularly picked on for the last 9 years under the previous administration.
Mm.
That's why there is this level of distrust between the unions and the ministry. I absolutely get all that. This is not the same government. And this is about us working together, you know, for Chris and I to try and work together with them to deliver what we campaigned on, which is what they told us they needed. So, but right now we can't have any straight conversations with them because we've got to get through these negotiations.
Mm.
And we just don't have another $1.8 billion that we can pull out of a hat. We just don't have it.
If there is something that you could say to teachers, though, not necessarily around the idea of we don't have that, but what we do have is, you know, what is it that you do want for teachers?
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to do is to get them... those children with complex and moderate learning needs, I'm working on and have got a commitment to more support for them inside the school. So that's of the four things they've asked for, which was a pay jolt, you know, 3+3+3, that is a pay jolt, plus another pay scale step, that's a pay jolt, right? The second thing was to actually have better support for SENCODE. So what I've got is a $217 million commitment to the first tranche of a fully funded walking learning support coordinator, which is the SENCO. They will be inside the school to support those kids. What we've got is a new delivery model, getting them the support closer to the ground. If I could just say one thing to teachers is please know that we believe in you. We are doing our best as fast as we can to support you, but we cannot do it all in one shot.
That was Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.